Not one more, not one less. We want them all alive. On March the 8th, 2020, some tens of thousands of women in Mexico took to the streets in protest of gender-based violence and the structural oppression it rests on. But whilst they marched through the streets of Mexico, the rest of the world was becoming paralyzed by COVID-19, and soon Mexican women, like millions across the globe, would be confined to their homes. This is the story of Mexico's shadow pandemic, the prolific violent murder of women because of their gender, otherwise known as feminicide. A pandemic there exists no vaccine for, and so the spread and casualties continue. With the onset of the pandemic, Jean-Luc Nancy declared the coronavirus to be a universal equalizer, affecting us collectively as a communovirus that brought us together in a common shared experience. Yet, his utopia was unfounded, and across the globe, inequalities and capitalist exploitation were exposed, finding ways to reproduce and strengthen within pandemic areas. We are simply not all in this together. Newspaper headlines swiftly affirmed the disproportionate impact of COVID-19, offering a stiff warning to people of color, indigenous communities, and those living in poverty. COVID-19 is a rich white man's game, with the subjugated providing the cannon fodder. The cry ran out, "COVID doesn't discriminate." Ah yes, but governments do. And in Mexico, this rings deadly true, where for many women, living through the coronavirus pandemic, the greater risk might be staying at home. This podcast will attempt to unravel the causality and proliferation of feminicide in COVID-19 Mexico. Part 1. Feminicide. Tracing the trajectories. Mexico ranks among the worst 20 countries in the world for violence against women. On average, 10 women die a violent death in the country every day. In the last few decades, thousands of women have been brutally murdered, raped, tortured, or trafficked, as violence against women has more than doubled in the past 5 years. Violence is an all-too-familiar landscape for the women of Mexico, as one feminist protester describes.
I'm tired of living it and hearing it happen to my friends, in the streets, in public transport, in university, at work.
Viva! These gender-based expressions of violence are known as feminicide, the murder of women because they are women and they are on the rise.
Good evening and thanks for joining us. The World Health Organization has now confirmed what many epidemiologists have been saying for weeks. The coronavirus is a pandemic. There are now more than 120,000 known...
COVID-19 is having a profound impact on Latin American women. Gender-based violence increased drastically after governments imposed lockdowns. In Mexico, as of April 2019, more women had been murdered than had died due to COVID-19 since the country's first confirmed coronavirus case in February. Feminicide is a story of a continuum rooted in the sexual economies of neoliberal capitalism and the necropolitics of the Mexican state. Discussing the issue of violence during COVID-19, divorced from gender and socioeconomic systems, risks leaving feminicide fading into a distant, gorish spectacle. As historian Nina Lakhani notes,
gender is often an afterthought, if it's a thought at all. And you can't have conversations about violence in the same way that you can't or shouldn't have conversations about economics or health or politics without thinking about the gendered parts of that conversation.
It is important then to set the scene for the structures which underpin feminicide in Mexico. Part 2. The masculinities of neoliberalism and the impact of COVID-19. Feminicide exists not only as interpersonal violence, but more aptly as a direct expression of the neoliberal social system in Mexico. When it comes to gender, neoliberalism situates itself in the masculine realm. In an ideology where competition is everything, violent, authoritarian, and aggressive aspects of male identity are privileged. The stereotypical image of the macho man is intensified even more in Mexico, where a culture of machismo reigns supreme. Being a woman in neoliberal Mexico is simply more dangerous than being a woman in Europe. To get a Western perspective of this violence, I interviewed Clay, a Dutch university student who lived and worked in Mexico City for a 4-month period. Her response comes with a disclaimer detailing the limits of her perspective.
I was very clearly white. Like, people knew I was, they called me gringa, güera, everything. They knew I was white. I did not have the lived experience of, for example, my best friend there, who's like small, has a bit of a darker skin, you know, she has a whole other experience. Something that struck me kind of from the beginning is that when they say goodbye, so that would be like my friends, the parents of my friends, my colleagues, my roommates, it would be very normal to say con cuidado, which means be careful, or like not even be careful, but go with care, like be alert. And I think that wasn't said to men that much. That was really something women said amongst themselves. And then I started to learn about why it was said, and it became much more like a real heartfelt thing you said to you, to the people around you, like to the women around you. As time passed and as I learned about the life of women and the risk that they run, it became very much a heartfelt thing to say, like, okay, well, be careful out there.
Within this culture of hypermasculinity, it sadly comes to no surprise that in 2019, Mexican women were paid 18.8% less than their male counterparts and are disproportionately employed by maquiladoras, where pay is low and conditions are violent. With the highest amount of female unemployment in Latin America, women in Mexico face an unhappy economic situation, and one which the pandemic threatens to sink further. In Mexico, there is a very real gendered division of labour. Unpaid labour and informal market sectors are disproportionately occupied by women, and according to governmental figures, almost 2/3 of the nation's job losses due to COVID-19 fell on women. Economic insecurity leaves women vulnerable to poverty and increased violence. So, when the ominous wave of COVID-19 descended on Mexico in 2020, it was women who had the most to lose. But what did the government's pandemic response look like? And how did this affect women in Mexico? Part 3. The necropolitics of governmentality and lockdown in Mexico. Social distancing measures have become essential to counteract the rapid spread of COVID-19. Whilst confinement protects from the outside threat of infection, the risk for domestic perpetrated violence increases, with an estimated 7 out of 10 femicides in Latin America occurring in the victim's home. Girls and women in Mexico find themselves caught between a rock and a hard place of two public health crises, the pandemic and gender-based violence. Necropolitics, as Achilles Membe reminds us, involves the subjugation of life to the power of death, where violence and death are socially hypervisible. The COVID-19 pandemic has made necropolitics unavoidable worldwide. But in Mexico in particular, this necropolitics is intensified for its women through the government's handling of femicide and of the pandemic. Necropower institutes policies of ungovernability in Mexico that deliberately underpin impunity for the perpetrators of violence, particularly in the case of feminicide. Shockingly, only 7% of crimes against women are investigated, despite 90% of the female population experiencing gender-based violence in Mexico. The Mexican government and media also reproduce victims of feminicide as culpable in their own deaths, making the road to justice a difficult one, as the mother of Mariana Lima, who was murdered by her husband, reveals.
Irene Buendia says her daughter Mariana was killed by her husband after a history of violence, but the death was recorded as a suicide as part of a cover-up by authorities. The first thing they say is, what did your daughter do to him to treat her like that? What did she do to make him kill her?
During the pandemic, the problem of impunity shows no sign of slowing down. The current president of Mexico has reinforced this narrative of ignorance, claiming that 90% of all calls to emergency services over domestic violence in 2019 were false. It is clear that this ignorance is putting women in Mexico in danger. The current president is simply failing the women of Mexico. The Mexican government has also rolled back support for women. Funding for women's shelters was cut in Mexico, despite a 20% increase in reports of violence. This has left women with little or no option to escape the violence they may be experiencing during lockdown. Yet, there is hope. Feminism in Mexico continues to fight back by establishing female solidarity networks online, which continue to support and raise the collective voice of women in Mexico. They are killing us, not because we are rich, poor, beautiful, or ugly. It's a pandemic. As the shouts of justice, justice, justice ring out in the streets of Mexico, we are reminded of the inequalities that the pandemic has laid bare. As the world begins to emerge into a post-COVID future, the lives of women in Mexico seem uncertain. We can only hope that the increased visibility of these inequalities will lift women out of the shadows. We must struggle against the neoliberal system that has invaded the lives of women around the globe to help fight the spread of feminicide, the deadliest pandemic in Latin America.
Ojalá que te vaya bonito. Ojalá que se acaben tus penas, que te digan que yo ahora sí existo, que conozcas gente igual de buena. Que te den lo que no pude darte, porque no quiero dártelo todo. Nunca más volveré a molestarte. Te adoré, me perdí, ya ni modo. Cuántas cosas quedaron prendidas hasta dentro del fondo de mi alma. Cuántas luces dejaste encendidas. Yo no sé cómo voy a apagar.